Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectors Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 17, lows of 12. Tuesday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 17, lows of 11. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 12. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. Finally, Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 20, lows of 14. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, Certas Energy's new fuel depot on the Isle of Wight is recommended for approval by the planning authority. Potentially joining Seacam at the Island Technology Park in Whippingham is a fuel depot for the national company, which would see three 125,000 litre tanks installed, as well as an office building, switch room and external lighting. It would be the new permanent site for the energy company, which would have a loading and unloading operation based there following the closure of one of the island's biggest suppliers, Isle of Wight Fuels in East Cowes. It is said the fuel depot would supply road diesel, red diesel, kerosene and industrial and home heating oil for island homes and businesses. Certas say there would be inbound deliveries at any time with outbound lorries between 6am and 6pm on Monday to Saturday. Meanwhile, a long-serving volunteer for the Duke of Edinburgh's award has been recognised for his incredible service. Barry Jackman, a retired teacher, has dedicated much of his life to the scheme which has been inspiring young people since 1956. In the week that the Duke of Edinburgh would have celebrated his 100th birthday, Barry was handed a DfE Long Service Award for his 47 years of voluntary duty. During that time, he has worked with young people in the UK, Europe, the Middle East and Far East, as well as the Isle of Wight, and led expeditions in deserts and tropical rainforests. Barry, who lives in East Cowes, remembers fondly undertaking his own silver expedition in the New Forest as a young boy of 15 in 1961. He also remembers meeting the Duke of Edinburgh at Portsmouth Guildhall on one of his many visits to the city. Finally, the Environmental Agency have launched a consultation for an environmental permit application received from UK Oil and Gas for the Arrowton well site. UKOG have licences to drill for oil on the Isle of Wight. There have been over 3,000 objections to the application for a well exploration site in the Arrowton area. The Environmental Agency would like to hear from you as part of their consultation on the UKOG Arrowton oil well plans. To take part in the consultation, head over to the Environmental Agency website. The consultation closes on the 9th of July. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectors Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 15th of June 1215 was when a document known as the Magna Carta was signed. The Magna Carta was signed by King John of England and a group of barons. King John was very unpopular, and a few of his laws caused some barons to rebel. The Magna Carta gave more power to the barons and limited what the king could do. The signing of the Magna Carta is considered to be a very influential event in the history of England due to the change in power it gave. There are only 17 original copies of the Magna Carta still in existence, and all but two of them are kept in England. The 16th of June 1963 was when astronaut Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to go into space. Valentina had not previously wanted to go to space, and it was her experience in skydiving that was responsible for her selection. With a single flight into orbit that lasted just under 3 days, she logged more flight time than all American astronauts that had flown before that date. To this day, Tereshkova is the only woman to have flown a solo mission in space. On the 16th of June 1903, Ford, which is currently the fifth largest car-making company in the world, was founded. The company was named after Henry Ford, who was a founding member. The first major car produced by Ford was the Model T, which sold 15 million units over 20 years. Ford has not branched out and focuses exclusively on cars. Also, Ford is still one of the biggest family-owned companies in the world. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with some weird and wonderful holidays. With their long necks, the pattern on their furry coats, and those endless thin legs, giraffes are some of the most unusual animals. World Giraffe Day, observed on Monday the 21st of June, is a day of importance for these odd yet beautiful mammals. You might be interested in conserving their habitats, or you might enjoy hanging out with them at the zoo. Whatever the case, this is a day to appreciate the joy of some of the world's most wonderful creatures. The word éclair means a flash of lightning, and it perfectly describes exactly how long these indulgent treats will take to disappear if left unsupervised. Chocolate Éclair Day, observed on Tuesday the 22nd of June, celebrates one of the most decadent treats. While there are many varieties, one that leaves people drooling is the chocolate éclair. Whether you have a sweet tooth or are an out-of-sight snacker, there's always an excuse for an éclair. Dogs have been man's best friend through history when they were domesticated and chose to live alongside mankind. Take Your Dog to Work Day, observed on Friday the 25th of June, was created to preserve the relationship between dog and man and to bring these companions into our work lives. The day also helps to spread the importance of saving these amazing animals from the stress of waiting for you to come home. And finally, among other fragrant flowers, the orange blossom is definitely one of the world's most favourite. Used in perfumes, this flower has long been believed to bring good fortune and as such is often seen in bouquets and wreaths at weddings. Orange Blossom Day, observed on Sunday the 27th of June, celebrates this delicate flower and encourages people to find out more about it. If you have never heard of it, this day is the perfect opportunity to do so. That's all. Join us next week for some more weird and wonderful holidays.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with a weird and wonderful word. This week's word is newel, N-E-W-E-L. It refers to the central supporting pillar of a spiral or winding staircase. It originated from a Latin word nodus, which means knot. It can be used in the sentence, "The stairways were winding round a central newel." That's all. Join us next week for another weird and wonderful word.
I'm Ophelia and here are your celebrity birthdays. Caitlin Jay, who's a pop singer, born in 1992, who's 29. Anne Wilson, who's a rock singer, born in 1950, who's 71. And Luna Tasha, who's a TV show host, born in 2001, who's 20 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now!
Oh,
in Isle of Wight news this week, new figures from an Office for National Statistics have shown a decrease in the number of residents on the Isle of Wight claiming so-called out-of-work benefits. The figures show that 4,785 people are currently claiming benefits, such as Job Seekers Allowance, but this figure also includes those on Universal Credit. Compared to April 2021, there has been a fall of 525 claimants, which has been linked to the rising job vacancies caused by the arrival of the summer tourist season. In total, 6.1% of those aged between 16 and 64 on the Isle of Wight are claiming out-of-work benefits, putting the island above average for areas in the southeast by 1.2%. Meanwhile, we know it's tough, but this will not faze us. That's the message from Councillor Carl Love, the Cabinet member responsible for public health, as the government delayed the final step of the coronavirus lockdown easing roadmap by 4 weeks until 19th of July. Councillor Love said the news was hugely disappointing and a bitter blow for local businesses and the island's hospitality sector in particular. However, he said it was crucial everyone stuck to the good behaviours they learnt over the past year to kick the virus into touch and keep the island safe. He said, "I know everyone is feeling extremely disappointed right now, but I am so proud of how islanders have responded to the pandemic so far. This setback will not faze us. Over the past 15 months, the island has pulled together and shown true community spirit. We must all keep on to ensure the safety and well-being of our island. For our visitors, please make sure you pack face coverings, hand sanitizer, and extra medication. You should also be testing yourself twice a week to help ensure you do not bring the virus to the island." Finally, a Newport home has been partially closed by police following persistent antisocial behaviour and disorder. Activity at the address in Manor Crescent had been having a negative impact on the quality of life of other residents, prompting calls to the police about the nuisance being caused. Working in partnership with Sovereign Housing, a partial closure order was approved at Isle of Wight Magistrates Court this week under the Antisocial Behaviour, Crime and Policing Act 2014. The order means that no one can enter the property unless they are a named and authorised person or have permission from police. Any breaches are enforceable by arrest. Inspector Andy McDonald from the Newport Neighbourhood Policing Team said, "We've taken this step having received a number of reports in recent months about antisocial behaviour and disorder at the address." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sootle.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.